Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
So we are still here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, where we have met a new friend named Gaylynn Williams, and she has written a beautiful book. We want to hear all about it today. So Gaylynn, thank you for taking time to chat with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background before we talk about the book itself. Tell us more about you.
Well, I've known the Lord since I was a young child. My parents were missionaries down in Guatemala.
Okay.
And I dedicated my life to serving Him from the time I was 13. And so lots of things. I was a missionary with Wycliffe Bible Translators and then with the Navigators. And then I've been running Relationship Resources since 1999. And since 2016, I've been living in Israel part-time. And about that time, the Lord told me I was going to be writing a book on Israel. And I'm going, so what's it about? And He didn't, you know, I've just known that I was going to do it. Yeah. And so then it was about a year and a half or so ago that He said, He told me the topic. And it's on His heart for Israel. And so then He just put a fire under me to get that done. Get that done right away. And it came out this last year, not very long before the war all started.
Oh.
And we're seeing the church like divided on Israel. So people don't understand what the word has to say. So what I did on this book is I did it as a Bible study. So I quoted a lot of people, and I do a little bit of teaching, but really I wanted people to dig into what does the Bible say? And because when they're reading the scriptures, then God can speak to them.
Yes, absolutely.
Versus just a human.
So your book is called Explore God's Heart for Israel.
Yes.
And you said you've written 41 books.
Uh-huh.
And most of them are about relationships.
Yes, relationships with God, ourselves, and others.
Wow.
So our identity, as well as dealing with stress, and then relationships with others, and then Bible studies and devotionals.
So you felt to write a book here about God's relationship with His people, Israel. So that's
and
beautiful.
And the relationship He wants us to have
yes.
with His people. Because as you know, we have not replaced Israel. We have not replaced the Jews. Mm-hmm. We have been grafted in. And that's such a privilege. But I grew up believing that we have replaced Israel and Jews because, you know, they crucified our Messiah. Yeah, I had to repent for some of that.
Well, tell me what brought about the change. What opened your eyes to understanding that God still has His covenant with His people?
Well, part of it was living in Israel, but a big part was when I started digging into the scriptures to really understand what was God's heart. Because all those scriptures in the Old Testament mm-hmm. were just that. They were old. And so, you know, I wanted to focus on the new.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I started digging in and realizing God does keep His promises. I believe God keeps His promises, but He keeps them for me. He keeps them for us, but He also keeps them for Israel and the Jews. And so I needed to find out, you know, what is on His heart? What are these promises and how can I partner with the Lord in them?
So this is something that's only happened in like the last couple of years for you?
The last several years.
Several.
I mean, it's been a process.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always loved Israel and loved Jews. It's just that God has just taken me deeper.
Uh-huh. Well, when you do begin to read the scriptures and do research like this, on Israel, you find nowhere does the Bible say that they've been done away with. Nowhere does it say that. And there are scriptures in the New Testament that some people take and kind of run with to try to prove that. But actually, that's not what they're saying, that we are, as you said, we're grafted into Israel. We enlarge Israel. And yes, therefore, we tap in to the calling to be a holy nation, to the calling to be God's people is yes. on us. But it doesn't mean we replace the natural people. And yes. It's a really important concept. So tell me, how did you make it to Israel to start with, to live there?
Well, the first time I went was in 1999, and I was training missionaries from all over the Middle East in Jordan.
Oh.
And I thought, if I'm that close, I have to go. So I only had 6 days and went over to Israel and then just really enjoyed the time and wanted to go back. And the Lord didn't open the door again until 2016. And then when I was there that time for 40 days, I knew that I would be living there as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't get away from it. And it's well known that most Christian tourists to Israel on the flight home, all they're doing is planning their next trip. It's repeat tourism, unlike most other tourist destinations in the world. You go once and that's it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Israel, you just can't wait to get back there. I've been privileged. I mean, my first trip to Israel is when I was 19. So mm-hmm. I've been privileged to go there many, many times. And it truly is life-changing because the Bible just comes so alive there.
Yes.
And so share with us a little bit more about your book and who would really benefit from this book and something else that might be special about it.
Well, my target audience really was people who may be in replacement theology still.
And define replacement theology.
That's where we believe, where Gentiles believe that we have replaced Israel and the Jews. Like what I used to believe.
Yes.
So that was my original target audience, to help people to see that we have not replaced the Jews. But what has been very interesting is that a lot of people who have a deep heart for Israel and for Jews have already been benefiting from it and studying it in Bible studies. And and it's just helping them to go deeper. They already love Israel. So any believers can use it.
And it would be great for maybe a small group at your
yes.
church to do a group study or individual study.
Yes.
And now, do you have a study guide that goes with the book, or the book is the whole, they do the study through the book?
You know, I've thought about making up a study guide, but I don't have one yet.
Okay.
And if anyone requests it, I will have it made.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we really encourage everyone to get it. It's, I'm sure, on Amazon.
Yes.
And it's called Explore God's Heart for Israel, a Bible study that anyone will benefit from, because we all benefit from spending time
yeah.
in the Word of God.
Oh. Yes, there's always more to learn.
Yes. Yes. Well, Gaylynn, thank you for stopping by, and we're happy to share your book with our audience, and I'm sure it'll be a blessing to many. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and blessings on you.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.